This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. And our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark. By the way, we've been talking about so-called price gouging. There's an excellent opinion piece over at the Ripsonian. It's ripsonian.com by somebody from the John Locke Foundation. His name is John Sanders, and he's done a good job so far. I want to continue with his piece here, talking about so-called price gouging, how the state is, of course, most states probably have these laws on the books, I would guess, probably a supermajority of them. And during some kind of a disaster, they come on out and the politicians start, you know, pounding the pulpit about how righteous they are and how these darn merchants are just trying to gouge people, and they're going to take advantage of those who are just too poor at planning to be able to, you know, buy some things before a hurricane hits. You know, you get days of notice that the hurricane is coming your way. And then you don't have what you need, and then you run out, and you're shocked and angered that somebody would dare charge you more in a time of dire circumstances like this. And it's a perfect opportunity for politicians to win brownie points with people, to get out there and make it, you know, look like that they care about you, to make it look like that they're worried about, you know, what's going on in the marketplace, and that they can do something about it.
And another thing we didn't mention is that if the guy at the gas station were to severely gouge, I'm not talking about doubling or tripling the price of water or, you know, whatever the essential is.
You're talking about 10 times?
Yeah, or? 10 times. So, I mean, you're talking about a gallon of water for $20 or something. If he was to do that, then it's likely that he would be faced ramifications afterwards. He's got to live in that community.
That's true.
Usually, if you're going to find these price gouging water purveyors, you're going to find them people selling out of the back of a truck who are on their way. Off they go.
Yeah, there's still market forces at work. So, you know, let's say he says, I'm going to charge $100 a gallon.
Yep.
Well, there might be somebody price gouging for $20 a gallon down the block.
Right.
So, you know, there's still market forces.
Market forces are there.
You know,
the same thing that we rely on every day.
Well, so the gouging is still within the bounds of the market.
Whatever the market's willing to pay.
Right.
And, you know, some people who aren't willing to price around, you know, may not be aware of the other prices in the market, and that's your fault.
We call these people idiots.
It's your fault. You know, buyer beware. Go down the street, see if anybody else is open, see if you can get a better price.
But they're just victims of the hurricane.
Here's an idea. Offer a price, right? Like, prices are subject to negotiation. So, you know, even if most circumstances they aren't, even if, you know, most circumstances when you walk into a store and you say, I'm willing to give you 50 cents for that dollar candy bar, they're going to tell you no. In this circumstance, if you go in and say, well, that's too much for me, I'll pay you 10 for that, you know, gallon of water, they might just say yes. Depends.
Right.
If they're flying off the shelf at $20, they're probably not going to say yes. But if they're having a tough time selling them, they might just say yes.
One important thing to point out is that if these the prices need to go up during crisis times, or if there's a high demand for water, which one would presume if you're going to be able to sell it at high prices, there's a high demand, then if you have to sell it at regular prices, somebody's going to buy all of it in the first go-around. If I've got a pickup truck and you're selling water for a dollar a gallon,
buy it all and then go sell it down the street for twice as much.
Well, buy it all so that I have plenty. You know, I'm washing my feet out in the kiddie pool while the generator's running. And, I mean, whatever. Oh, you wanted water? Too bad. Because it's really important. Politicians have made it so that I can wash my feet with the water that your grandma would have survived with because, well, reasons.
WRAL has instituted that's a big radio station there, by the way, and
it
TV,
is.
I think. Probably there's calls for a TV, I would guess. But they've instituted a special price gouging tag on their website, suggesting the news service intends to start tracking so-called gouging incidents. Reporter Gerald Owens, in his interview with...
So they're documenting acts of heroism.
in his interview with the Attorney General, Josh Stein, implied that it is the, quote, worst of people, and talked of folks being, quote, scammed. Scammed? No, these are signal flares calling for more supplies.
Yep.
Rather than being scams taking advantage of desperate people, higher prices are exactly what we need to ensure that we don't run out of necessities like water and gas. They're like flashing red lights to bottled water suppliers, bread makers, and gasoline distributors in other states, telling them, yes, you can redirect your stuff to North Carolina because you can still take care of your families when you do. Rising prices are like signal flares, as economist Art Carden puts it. They're saying bring supplies from where they're plentiful to where they aren't. And there's other examples of this signaling in action, even just within a certain company, like Uber, for instance, where they have what they call their surge pricing.
Surge pricing, yeah, that's what it's called.
And some people would call this price gouging, right, because it's in an area of high demand. Right. Prices go up.
Concert lets out. 50,000 people want to go home.
Right.
And surge pricing kicks in for the next hour or hour and a half.
Correct.
As people who left their houses to go Uber drive to get you from one place to another, who left their families, left their fun, whatever right. They were doing.
They were doing something.
They came out yep. to ride share with you. Now you're bitter that you're having to pay more? Don't go to the concert.
Or walk home.
It's always yeah. that.
Or call a cab and wait 2 hours.
Right. Go to the bar, have a couple of drinks, pay less.
While you wait for the yeah. surge to go away. Yeah. And by the way, of course, in the case of an Uber, they do alert you that, hey, you're going to pay twice as much for this ride. You're okay with that, right? And people all day clear. And all night will say,
sometimes
yeah,
sometimes it's three or four times.
Right. It can be as up to 9 times.
I had to basically pay for it at 1.2, and I had the choice.
You were in a rush, right?
It was a long train ride, yep. and there had been delays in the train ride. I'm in D.C. I need to get to my Airbnb at a reasonable time, and, well, try something close to a reasonable time. It was 11:30 by the time I got there. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home.
Because if enough drivers were on the app, then there wouldn't be a surge price. Because the reason why the surge price exists, it's not because Uber necessarily knows that there's a concert. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they're aware. They'll send out a notice to their drivers saying, you know, it's Thanksgiving. You should be out on the road because people need rides. Or there's a big concert. Sometimes they know. But if all of a sudden there's an increased demand in a certain area, sometimes it's because of disastrous weather, by the way, where the increased demand for rides happens. Then what's happening is the reason why the surge happens is because there aren't enough drivers on the road to handle the demand. So therefore, Uber says, oh, crap, we don't have enough drivers to be able to instantly send somebody to whoever is needing a ride. That's when they increase the rates. There's an algorithm or whatever that does it, but that's when they increase the rates. And then every other driver that's at home just hanging out with their family or doing whatever it is they're doing right. on their off time, then they get a ping on their phone saying, hey, surge pricing's happening in your area. You know, if you want to make some money, hit the road.
Now's the time to hit the road.
And that's how they supply the demand. Same thing here. Rather than, again, saying scams that are taking advantage, these are scams, they're saying it's like a signal. Carden, the economist, was talking about a price gouging example, so-called, from Raleigh after Hurricane Fran, which he heard about from economist Mike Munger, who was at Duke University at the time. Look at it from the supplier's perspective. It costs money to change your supply plans, to disrupt your expected distribution of goods, and to ship stuff longer distances. If you can't at least break even doing it, you'll lose money, and that means you'd hurt your family's interests. If you're going to make a switch, you'll do it when you can get more money in return for taking on greater personal costs. That means going where the prices are higher. You'll get more money in an area with greater desire for your stuff. This is what economists call demand. People are going to be more willing to spend money on bottled water than people who still have access to tap water. Or see things at your local as your local retailer sees them. You're not sure when your next shipment's going to arrive. What you have on hand may be all you have left. Plus, you don't know who has a real need and who's just hoarding, as far as your customers are.
Right.
The better way to make sure the people who need it the most are still able to get it is to charge the higher price that reflects your greater temporary inability to access fresh supplies. This discourages hoarding and leaves necessities more available to those with greater needs. Because if you really, really, really need the water, if it's priced higher, you're going to pay the price. But if you don't really need it, you're just buying it because it's cheap. Well, then you're not going to buy a whole pallet full of water because you can't afford it. You can't justify the cost. There's more coming up here in moments, a little bit more on so-called price gouging. But you can also share your thoughts on this. Maybe you are in favor of these laws. We'd love to have somebody try to defend this, because the government sure will defend them. They're acting like they're saving you and they're helping you.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This program brought to you by Bitcoin.com, where they recommend, if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, that you can go to saveatpurse.com and then deposit Bitcoin Cash into your SaveItPurse account, because SaveItPurse is a website that allows you to save up to 33% off of your products that you're wanting to purchase from Amazon. So if you're a real good hurricane planner, you can order your stuff before there's even a hurricane that's on the horizon and save big time on it. Recently, I saved 29% on a bunch of stuff that I ordered through Amazon because I used SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveATPurse.com, and now they are accepting Bitcoin Cash as your deposit currency over at SaveItPurse. So go to SaveATPurse.com, and then don't forget to go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency if you're new to that, or maybe you want to get the latest news headlines. They've got those, too, over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue, hear a little bit more about so-called price gouging. This is from the Robsonian. John P. Sanders, the author and director of regulatory studies at the John Locke Foundation, he's doing everything he can to rebuff the bad economics of these politicians and bureaucrats and others who support these so-called price gouging laws. So he says here, those shelves are empty because of our anti-price gouging law, he says. Prices are signals, and when that signal is too low for conditions on the ground, people will buy too much. When that happens, we run out. A state law that forbids pricing based on conditions on the ground and backs that up with threats of fines and being taken to court makes it harder to bring in fresh supplies after that same state law helps us run out of those existing supplies. But what about the people so-called being taken advantage of? Well, the thing is, when the government dictates prices to prevent consumers from being taken advantage of by higher prices during a natural disaster, it's telling suppliers they're going to be taken advantage of. Laws against price gouging are laws that tell suppliers they can't break even. In practice, they're signal flares telling suppliers stay away from there.
That's what it is.
Government can't outlaw the temporary greater scarcity driving the higher out-of-whack prices. But government can control some of the costs of supplying goods, regulatory costs. In 2016, responding to the temporary gasoline supply shock from the Colonial Pipeline shutdown, Governor Pat McCrory signed an executive order lightening state regulations on gasoline suppliers. In 2017, Cooper did the same thing following Hurricane Harvey. Friday, when Cooper declared the state of emergency, he also issued an executive order suspending several truck driving, weight, size, etc. restrictions, registration requirements, and fines for utility service trucks and trucks carrying food and essential supplies. This could help offset bad effects from the anti-price gouging law. Cutting regulatory costs is the right call to make. It's interesting. So a temporary cutback in regulations in some areas due to the disaster situation, which, of course, why, if it works during a disaster, wouldn't you just go ahead and cut them back permanently and allow more, you know, trucks and things like that?
Well, because the government needs, demands revenue, and you know, that's where they get their revenue. What they understand is that their regulations and their taxes and their interference in the marketplace causes an inefficiency that drives away business. And that when they want more business being done in a particular time, they pull it out. So when you think about the back-to-school situation, the government creates an artificial demand in pencils, pens, papers, tracker keepers. Do they still have those? I hope so.
I think they're making a comeback. I think they're still on.
Whatever it is that kids need for school, and I'm not entirely clear on what those things are. My son is homeschooled, and he was in his pajamas until 4 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, they create the demand for it, and then they have the they'll have the back to school tax sale where they rebate for like one weekend or something. Whatever items it is that people buy for back to school. So first they create the demand, and then they create the further incentive to bring the stuff in the marketplace. It's weird. It's the government breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch.
Yep, Trapper Keeper's still out there, Mark. I don't know if they're as popular as they once were because, you know, computers and all that, smartphones, tablets, probably you don't need as much. I don't know. Do they still have papers in schools these days? They probably do, right?
They must, right? I mean, people still want kids to be able to write.
Government doesn't change that quickly anyway.
And, you know, I mean, you got to find out. There's got to be some place where they can tell you how many teaspoons is in a quart.
All right, so if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk about Venezuela in a little bit, but Johnson, you had a story about some job advertising on Facebook that was worth talking about?
Yeah, sure. So apparently, according to the ACLU, Facebook is illegally excluding women. And this is where it gets kind of weird. Because
I've been on Facebook. There's women there.
But apparently, Facebook's advertising platform is being used by prospective employers to discriminate against women, according to a filing with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The American Civil Liberties Union, joined by a labor union and a law firm that specializes in representing employees, filed a written charge on Tuesday against Facebook with the EEOC, the federal agency that enforces anti-discrimination laws in the workplace. The charge asks for an investigation of the social media company and an injunction against what it calls discriminatory practices at a company with a sizable influence over the U.S. labor market. Mm. It also claims that Facebook's system violates the anti-discrimination provisions of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The social network has faced sustained criticism for years that it fails to stop discriminatory ads of various kinds, from housing ads that exclude certain races to job ads targeted at only younger workers.
Okay, wait a minute. So
essentially what they're saying is that if you're advertising for housing or a job or anything that would fall under the Civil Rights Protection Act, you can't use Facebook ad targeting controls because that would be illegal. That's what they're gunning for now.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So they're not saying that the advertisement itself is saying only men need apply. They're saying that these advertising...
The advertisers are doing illegal practices by using Facebook's ad targeting controls.
Right, which allow you to only target women or men or people in a certain area or people who have an interest in, you know, drinking at bars or whatever.
It's redlining for the 21st century.
Redlining?
Redlining is like a practice where you are advertising to only particular markets. I mean, it was
redlining was specifically a map drawn in the Chicago area that said the black people can live here or can't live here. Basically, was the idea. So I guess I have some questions.
Me too.
If I can't put an ad up and then target what I consider for my labor market, you know, maybe I've got people swinging hammers for a construction site.
Mm-hmm. I'm a tech company. I'm going to add to octogenarians.
Right. I need to advertise to 80-year-old women.
Or children or something.
Right, or something stupid. It doesn't make any sense. What about radio stations? I'm asked for my demographics in every single time we talk. And here's a little news for you, folks. Women tend not to listen to Free Talk Live.
They tend not to listen to talk radio.
They tend not to listen to Free Talk Live and radio and all that stuff. But
no, they listen to radio, just not talk radio.
All of our demos specifically are male. We've got younger demos for podcasts. We've got older demos for AM radio. But
it's 80% male based.
It's male,
right?
It's 75.
More coming up here in moments.
You're sexist.
855, 450, free, or the reversal.
But not interesting to women.
There's one way here. It's Free Talk Live.
Sexist.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has not responded to emails sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her testifying next week. The news also came out late this afternoon that the man who was allegedly in the room during the assault would not testify as well. John Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He spoke earlier today.
We prefer to do this in a closed setting. That's her choice. But we've offered her basically either an open or closed setting. But again, to reiterate what Leader McConnell, the point he made, we wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July.
Today, the Senate approved an $854 billion spending bill that will fund the military and a host of government agencies for the next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight is Ian. Oops, sorry, Johnson. Try that again.
Dan Johnson.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Or we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us if you join us over at discord.lrn.fm. And anything.
That's right. You'll sound like you're in here with Ian with his shirt off.
It's true.
Together.
AnyPay is...
I don't know if I can sound that horrified.
Excellent system for accepting cryptocurrency at point of sale. And Dash is back online, by the way, as of a couple days ago. AnyPay got Dash back up and running for Dash acceptance, so that's good news. And they're working behind the scenes hard at AnyPay to make sure that everything is working well, and they're adding new features. And I'm excited about the direction things are going there. I don't know if I want to say what they're working on behind the scenes, because they haven't authorized me to, so I probably should.
Like, how much Dash back would you get as long as Dash back gets Dash back?
It's not like, nice to tease Dash back like
one of those beaver woodchuck, how much woodchuck would woodchuck chuck kind
so
of things.
So it's not nice to tease Dash back, Johnson, because you can't get Dash back unless you shop in New Hampshire with cryptocurrency. So that's something that's exclusive to New Hampshire retail, and it's courtesy of the folks over at AnyPay that gives a 10% right now. Dash back instead of 10%. So every time you spend Dash in Keene at any Dash accepting location, or out in Portsmouth, for instance, or Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester, you'll get 10% back as long as Dash back is up and running. But if you're not in New Hampshire, sorry, you can't do that. But AnyPay is still great as far as accepting cryptocurrency payments at your point of sale. So if you're a retailer and you want to do that, then go over to AnyPay.global and get started. It is super easy to get signed up. There's no approval process. There's no government paperwork. It's just create your username and password, put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end, and then load the app on the tablet at your your register. That's it. You're done. It's that easy. AnyPay.global. As we continue here, Jonathan, you've been telling us about this news that Facebook is under fire for basically accepting advertising from people who want to target an ad to a specific demographic, but this particular advertising is so, let's say, for housing or, or for to purchase or to get a job somewhere, that they're targeting the ad to, say, only males between a certain age range, and the government saying you have to target these ads to everybody on Facebook.
So there's some links in this article, and actually during the break I jumped over to another article, so I'd actually like to read a little bit from that one too. So just to recap here, it says the social network has faced sustained criticism for years that it fails to stop discriminatory ads of various kinds, from housing ads that exclude certain races to job ads targeted only at younger workers. In August, Facebook said it would remove 5,000 targeted advertising options from its platform in an effort to prevent discrimination. And then I saw that there was a link, and I'm like, what? They're like making Facebook worse? And so...
Well, that's sort of been the history of Facebook.
So I went to look, and it says that they are removing 5,000 targeted advertising functions. The move limits advertisers from excluding users based on ethnicity and religion. They follow investigations that found that Facebook's automated advertising system, which allowed brands to target people by affinities, would also allow marketers to exclude certain groups.
So I can't... If you're... Johnson, you're an atheist. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to advertise an atheist group to only atheists, now you can't do that because you have to advertise to everybody who has a religious belief?
Apparently not. So I would advertise to people that, you know, for example, maybe have liked the Flying Spaghetti Monster or something like that. It's probably
if
how you have
option.
To do it. So you'd have to be creative about how you're doing this, and I'm sure that's going to become a whole new cottage industry. But it says here, for example, preventing Black and Latino users from seeing housing advertisements. Last week, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said in its administrative complaint that the social network violated the Fair Housing Act over its targeting systems. Facebook said it was working with HUD to address its concerns. Examples of targeted advertising flagged by HUD include, among others, showing ads only to users interested in the Christian church or the Bible, and not showing ads to users interested in accessibility or deaf culture. HUD alleges it's...
So they're saying you have to restrict interests even.
Yeah, apparently, some to a certain extent. HUD alleges...
I want to know how they figured this out. Like, you don't know... I mean, Facebook isn't going to show you every single ad, you know, when you're on their site that's interested in targeting you. The advertiser only has a certain budget, right? So once they've exhausted their budget, then their ad stops running. So if you log in... If you've got two accounts on Facebook, one is you as a black person, one is you as a white person, and, you know, that's the only difference between the accounts, and you log in there and you look and you're trying to write down which advertisements you're seeing on one account versus which advertisements you're seeing on the other. You can't draw a conclusion from that because it may just simply be random chance that Facebook didn't serve you as the black you the particular advertisement in question. So I wonder how they, you know, came up with these allegations in the first place.
I mean, does this mean that if I'm trying to advertise to, you know, like I have some, you know, products that are like Che Guevara shirts, that I can't target people who are interested in theft anymore? I mean, just like what? How do I do this?
This was originally about male and female disparities, and male unemployment has been higher historically. I'm just looking here, and I'm seeing the male to female unemployment rate over the course of the last few decades, ending in, it looks like, 2017, and men are more unemployed than women are generally. So what's the complaint here, ladies? I mean, I'm not sure what the complaint is. So men are getting offered different jobs? I think that's been going on all
along.
Well,
it may not be women that are the complaining parties here. It may be
they
some
have to find
bureaucrat.
Some woman who's complaining in order to bring
a
suit.
It could be some bureaucrat who's investigating in this particular
not
case.
Not for the ACL to bring a suit.
Oh, the ACLU that's suing? Okay.
I mean, I think that definitely we should be, you know, like if a company is trying to target an ad to, like, sell children's toys or something like that, or to sell, let's say, to sell bras, we can't. Why would we be targeting women? That's sexist. How can you do that? You know, like, it just doesn't, I mean, at some point this is going to be ridiculous, and there's going to be...
It's already ridiculous.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
I mean, this comes up at the radio conventions quite a bit, too, where...
Bras?
No, where the we were talking about ethnic disparities, mm-hmm. right? So people who work at black-oriented or what they call urban formats will complain that they don't get those same jobs that the people who are being offered, you know, the sort of the rock format. And I guess no
what
one's
jobs?
Telling you.
Radio doesn't have jobs anymore.
No, they're off the job, the same you know, job-oriented ads, or even the same ads generally. They just don't get the same budget.
Mm.
They're not getting as big a piece of the pie. But no one's telling you that because of your color, what a format of radio station you have to do.
No,
we could stop Free Talk Live, switch off the mics right now, and begin playing accordion music if that's what we wanted to do.
We'd lose affiliates pretty quickly.
Like
once
they would drop like flies.
Yeah.
The flies don't drop as quickly. They would fly like lead balloons.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's what we could do, and then we could attempt to sell accordion music, nationally syndicated accordion music. Not sure who would buy that or anything, but no one's telling
us. Some like Weird Al fans.
We wish we could rock an accordion like Weird Al.
Is there more?
Yeah, sure. So the article goes on here saying, through precise targeted ads to men, potentially millions of women were denied the ability to see job ads by employers on Facebook, according to a statement from the ACLU, the Communications Workers of America, and the Outen and Golden law firm. CWA represents some NBC News employees. This article is from, NBC. The charge to the EEOC on Tuesday alleges that gender-based discrimination is still designed into Facebook's self-serve ad system because it automatically asks someone creating a new ad if they want to target a specific gender.
Hmm.
Facebook, gender isn't even real!
On one hand, gender's not real. On the other hand, you're discriminating against
the specific gender. Which of the 97,000 genders are they targeting? So Facebook makes this discrimination achievable through a quick and easy process, the charge says. Any employer, employment agency, corporation, or individual who has a Facebook page can create and purchase a paid ad that will be sent to the other Facebook users within minutes of Facebook receiving payment for the ad.
All right, there's more coming up here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.Global. Horizen.global.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And you can join the fun over at the Discord server. There's chat that goes on there basically all day and all night. There's people, I've seen people chatting at 4 or 5 in the morning Eastern time. There's actually people in different time zones, actually, that use the Discord server. Young lady in Australia gets on at like 5 in the morning our time, and it's probably in the afternoon her time, and she's chatting away with whoever, whatever late-nighters are in there. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of which are longtime listeners of the show. Some of the callers you hear on the air, you'll see there in those chat rooms. And there's different topics to be discussed, everything from cryptocurrency to gaming and other things. It's free, by the way, to use the Discord server. And then, of course, during the show, you can call in on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, because Discord is kind of a mix of both text chat rooms and also audio chat rooms.
Yeah.
So you can get into an audio chat with other listeners. Sometimes they'll go into the audio rooms after the show and just chat openly. But most of the time people are in the text room. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the apparently a lawsuit now filed by the ACLU. And there's a lot that the ACLU here in New Hampshire does that I like. I hear less about the national ACLU that I like, and this is one of those stories that I'm not a fan of, because I think that ultimately you should be able to discriminate with your advertising. They're essentially, the ACLU is saying advertisers are violating some kind of federal equal opportunity law by selecting the demographics that they want to advertise to.
You may pay to reach no one. You may pay to reach someone, but you may not pay to reach anyone.
Like someone specific.
You can't be specific. That's basically what they're saying.
Can the ACLU go ahead and file suit against the Lifetime Television Network, too, while we're at it? Because I don't know if y'all remember cable television where they have the Lifetime channel. I presume it's
men
really
cannot
good.
Be discriminated against, you stinking sexist! What's wrong with you?
Because it's a channel for women, ostensibly. You know, all the programming is directed toward women.
That's sexist.
The advertising, I suspect, you're going to find if you watch Lifetime is likely targeted towards women.
Right. This is the funniest part about this whole thing is, you know, from an advertising standpoint, I can tell you this. Women are somewhere between 170% to 300% that more valuable than men.
Because they're more likely to hold the purse strings in a household.
This reminds me of the last show.
Well, this is important. Like, they have the money. She who holds the purse makes the rules.
Right. Who's the most discriminating person? And discriminating is kind of used in a little bit of a different term, but it's not really that different, is you have discriminating customers. Mm-hmm. This strikes me a lot like when we were talking, a couple weeks ago, last time I was on, about... what was it? It was like employer-employee relationships and how you're getting this one-sided relationship about how laws that target how employers can hire and who they can hire and a lot of stuff like anti-discriminatory laws. But when you think about it, employees are able to discriminate all they want.
Against
the employer. And, it's just this, again, it's subtle communism. Because they're trying to establish this one-sided relationship in advertisers can't be discriminatory in choosing how they advertise, but customers can discriminate all they want.
Sure.
Right? Because that's what's going to happen, and it's going to happen to Facebook. Guess what, Facebook? If your advertiser can't be discriminatory and use and pick how they advertise and you make them spend way more money, then what's going to happen? Those advertisers as customers are going to be discriminating and choose other advertising platforms and you die.
Well, until the government gets its paws into every single advertising platform. I mean, first they came for Facebook, then they came for, whoever's next after that, Twitter and the Lifetime Network.
It's just going to keep progressing until the discrimination rules out democracy, right? Rules out the ability to choose, because that's a form of discrimination, right? Mm-hmm. You're choosing one candidate or another. That's that usage again, the different usage of being discriminating. Do you choose Donald Trump or do you choose, Hillary Clinton? You're discriminating. Right. Take a bullet in the head of choosing one of those, right? But it is a form of discrimination, right? You're being discriminating. That's what it is. It's making a choice. And that's what ultimately these people want you to not have.
So
it's a choice.
This is why, and you called it communism. You call it like a subtle form of communism. This is why I accused Chris Cantwell of being a communist. Why I said I couldn't tell the difference between him and the guy Marcel, who was the so-called gainarchist who turned commie and has since left Keen.
Who supposedly has an IQ of like 80. From what I've heard, or maybe 60. I've been told he is so stupid that all he does is parrot people.
Well,
he's
not the only person who's gone commie. I mean, Amanda Bolden is a state representative who originally claimed to be an anarchist when
she
moved here.
I've been told Marcel is like, and I just don't believe it after having had several conversations with him.
He seemed intelligent.
He's supposedly, all he's doing is parroting people, but apparently he's completely mentally handicapped and not like even capable of functioning like a normal adult on his own. That's what I've been told by a group of people, and I'm like,
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I mean, the point is, he's only one example of a few different people. I can think of a handful of folks who were not stupid, who moved here and were supposedly libertarian or anarchists, and then became socialists after the fact. So I accused Chris of this because for listeners who weren't listening over the last several days, and you weren't here for this conversation, Chris called in to rehash a conversation that he and I had had in person, where he tried to tell me why he believed the government needs to get involved in auditing the code of Twitter and Facebook. And it's the same exact reasoning, just from Chris's perspective.
Right.
So from his perspective, these Facebooks and Twitters are using their algorithms to promote certain types of politicians, to promote certain political viewpoints, that a certain leftist viewpoint is more likely to get shown, for instance, on on Facebook. And so Chris is now calling for government intervention into the area of the social networking platforms in the same way that others like the ACLU are calling for government intervention into the advertising algorithms of these social platforms. And it didn't matter all the examples of what I said to them of, you know, hey, you should know better than asking the government to do something for you to get into these people's code, because that would be an unprecedented change for, you know, some government code auditing organization to become into existence, right? Because we don't have that right now, where if you want to put up a website, you don't have to submit your website to the government code office and have them check it over to make sure it's, you know, non-discriminatory, to make sure that it's also non-discriminatory in viewpoint.
We don't have a government code office, but it's getting close with things
it's
like this.
It's getting close, yeah, that's what I'm saying, which is why I accused him of being a communist, because he's doing the exact same thing. He wants these things to become public entities. That's basically what they're doing. They're like converting Facebook into from a public or from a private corporation.
But he's not. He's not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's a national socialist.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Look, anybody who's advocating for this, be very careful. You know, whether you're coming at it from the right or the left, if you're asking for the government to regulate websites, it's going to be very bad. It's going to be very, very bad for freedom of speech.
First they came for those websites, yeah. Then they come,
they're
for,
going to come for you, because you're not going to be able to keep control. Number one, you don't get to write the laws. So even if they do have some sort of system that they impose, you won't be the one designing it. So it likely won't be done in the way that you want it to be done. But even if it is done in the way that you want it to be done initially, you won't be the one running the program full of bureaucrats who are the enforcers in this particular case. And each bureaucrat gets to interpret the law in the way they want to. And then they can come in and try to enforce it upon you in the way they want to. Ultimately, then you have to challenge it and go to court and all this. I don't want to deal with that with internet, because the internet's a big place. You can put up your own website. If you don't like Facebook's algorithms, build your own platform.
It's probably the one thing. It's probably the one issue where Cantwell and Bernie Sanders agree.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's horseshoe theory, right? I don't know if you've ever heard
what
of horseshoe theory.
So
horseshoe theory is
where the two sides come around.
Exactly. The two sides of the political spectrum, you know, in like in a horseshoe, they start getting closer and closer to get towards the end, where they become more similar to each other than centrists.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The extremists on both sides of the political spectrum become more similar to each other than centrists.
Right. The idea that Facebook has become so big that it should now be a public entity, that it should now be, and maybe it is public.
You nationalize it.
Can you buy stock in Facebook? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a public company that you can buy stock in it, but they really
Zuckerberg
do want to
Zuckerberg is very clearly in the 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%.
They really, really do want that, though. They really want to nationalize, and so do
You're
the people
lucky
on the right.
You took that DNA test and you came out 0.2% Ashkenazi, or you wouldn't be able to make that joke.
All right, there's one on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE.
I can't hang out with Cantwell, not yet. Now either.
3733. Hour number 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.